get an amen.
You can depend on Jesus. You can depend on Him. As He was yesterday, tomorrow He'll be the same.
Pentecostal Church in Paris. We are glad to be here in this house this morning on this beautiful wet morning. Some of you may not have needed the rain, but some of you did. And so God always provides. You know, people that are planting gardens and trying to grow grass and trying to do all these things, God's providing for them. When you're having to mow every 3 days, I don't want rain. But I am thankful to serve a God that always, He knows our needs. It's not what I want, but it's what our needs are. And I'm thankful to serve that God. So if you want to just turn around and smile at someone and welcome someone, I know it's only been a few days since we've seen each other last, but you know, it's always good to see a friendly, smiling, godly face. So we do have a few announcements today. April the 28th is our mission pledge is due. The 29th is Ladies United Fellowship. Sister Amanda Little will be speaking at Bratcher's Nursery. For those of you that have signed up, the ladies will be welcoming you there. Our 2024 Church Beautification Pledge, it was in our bulletins this morning. You can give with a cash check or push pay. We created a QR code to go to it. If you have any questions, you can reach out to Sister Lisa or Sister Mary Lou. And then next month is May, so we're getting ready to, it's hard to believe it's already the fifth month of this year. So May the 4th is North Texas District Men's Spring Retreat at Life Church in Stephenville, Texas. Mother's Memorial Pledge Card is offering is due July 1st. Simply fill out the card and place it in the offering plate. Also, if you want to sponsor a foreign Bible school student for $200, please note that on your pledge card. How easy is it to go to a Bible school for $200? I don't know if that's the total cost or if that's just what that is the total cost for one student. So, man, if I could get educated for $200, I'd be willing to spend $400 to get a little bit more. So, so if you want to stand or keep standing and worship as they lead us.
I might say that Most of you know that are on Facebook that Kylie did have the baby. It weighs 6 pounds and 13 ounces, and it's all healthy, and she seems to be doing really, really well. So thank you, God, for all, for thanking God for that.
Hallelujah.
Last Sunday, I got to go to Telford, and it's always important to me to hear from God before I preach. And so as I was getting ready for the service, and I was sitting back there, and I was praying, and I was, Lord, just let me hear from you before I preach. Because I always want to be in the will of God before I take that pulpit there in that place. And I don't want to do whatever it is Jeff wants to do over there. I want to do what God wants to have done over there. And so I think it's important. And my message last Sunday, I was preaching on out of Exodus, where Moses was taking the Israelites out of the land. And, you know, they were thirsty and they were ready to stone him. But yet he fell upon his face and he cried before the Lord. And he said, Lord, they're ready to stone me. They're thirsty. What must I do? And he said, go and smite this rock. And he said, that will bring forth water. Now, how is it for us when God just gives us a simple direction? And all it was for me last Sunday is he told me, he said, you are important to these men over here. He said, you are important part of this ministry over here. And as I went in there and I preached this message on God being the rock, and he's going to give us the water, he's going to give us everything that we need. After the service was over, I met a man that was from Brother Tom Foster's church out of Dallas. And he said, you know, he said, this is confirmation, because Wednesday night, I was there on Sunday, he said, Wednesday night, he said, I preached this same exact message to medium custody. And I'd never met this guy before. But I thought, how ironic is it, how great is it that our God, you know, I don't know what he has in store for me or for those men, but, you know, to be in his will, to hear from him, and it doesn't matter. You're important to somebody in this church. We need each and every one of our brothers and our sisters in this church. I need you just as much. I probably need you more than you need me, because when I go over there and I face those spirits that try to leech onto us and attack us over there, I need this church. I need the prayers for this church, and I am thankful for the prayers of this church. So as we get ready to go into prayer, if there are any of these names that you know that can come off of this list, please contact Sister Lisa Calico. We need to pray for Carson Rayleigh. She's a little girl that's very sick in a Dallas hospital. Ray Mason, that's Sister Meyer's uncle. He needs a special touch from God. Danny Bramlett, back in the hospital in Houston. Bev Farrell, she's very sick, needs healing. Tanya Newsom is sick. Shane Sterrett is having heart surgery. Sherry Powell had an emergency surgery. Hunter Bramlett has kidney stones. Vernice Smith, she's having trouble breathing. Charlotte Murray needs our prayer. Sister Geraldine Osmus, continue to pray for her. She needs a healing in her body. Sister Paula Foster needs a touch. Cody Sullivan, we need to continue to pray for all of our local leaders, our national leaders, Forever Church, Forever Assembly. We need for God to reveal himself. You know, the Lord's getting ready to come back, and he's looking for this church to be a light out there into that world. So if you want to stand, if you have a need in your body, we have ministers that will anoint you with oil. I believe in the power of praying. I believe in the touch and healing. Father, we're thankful for this time right now, God. I plead the blood of Jesus over every name right now, God. I pray for Brother Mason, God, that you would strengthen him today, God. I pray for Danny Bramlett, God, that you would touch his body, God. Give him strength, Lord. Touch Lori today, God. I pray that you would be with her today. Thank you. give God a hand clap right now as ushers get ready to come. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God, I praise you and I worship you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Ushers, you can go ahead and come. You know, it's okay to have a healthy relationship with God, to be a beggar. Lord, I need you. Lord, I've got to have you in my life. Lord, I can't make it without you. I'm going to worship you, oh God. So right now, we're begging for an offering. Not that we're begging. Father, we're thankful for this opportunity right now, Lord, for the many things that you blessed us with, God. It's our opportunity to give back to you today, God. I pray that you would bless this money, God, to go to the furtherance of your kingdom. Lord, I pray that you would bless those that have to give and those that do not. We ask all this in Jesus' name.
We're on the winning side.
the victory. Everything will be alright, alright. We've got the victory. Everything will be alright. Cause we're on the winning side. We've got the victory. Everything will be alright, alright. We've got the victory. Everything will be alright. Cause we're on the winning side. We're on the winning side. We have overcome. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have overcome by the power of your name. Jesus, you're the one. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, the one who made a way for us. He made a way for us, the one who made a way for us. The triumph in his name. Oh, 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 oh. He made a way for us, the triumph in the name of God. Oh, oh.
You're seated today. It's wonderful to get together with people that God has called out of darkness into his marvelous light. And it is a further thrill to have allocations from the cross, from the graveyard, from the heaven of heavens, the life of Christ that has donated to us all of his riches in glory. There's nothing held back except the new body. In this body, called the temple of God, we have opportunity to light up the world. Today we're going to talk about divine healing, which is a need in this hour. And I cannot thank the prayer warriors of this church for keeping that momentum of spiritual victory alive in our midst. I would like to say, Brother Jack Hoskins, that yesterday we had that wonderful celebration at Brother Luton's church where you and your crew put the roof on. And he was telling me what it meant to him and their church family that you charge them nothing for doing all that labor. And I could not help but thank God for the many things that this assembly has done for others similar to that. But in the city of Bonham is a beautiful church. And I don't know if some of you got to go over there and work during the time that the Church in a Day expressions were being experienced. But it is, of course, I've been a part of it for years. And what they had before, the floor was sunken in. And when it rained, the water came in. And when it was hot, sometimes it got hotter in the building. And so when I see that magnificent building that the United Pentecostal Church of North Texas District Home Missions Department put together, and our church family was a part of that celebration. I cannot thank you enough for the strength that you provide, not only for that, but for others. Today I want to talk about divine healing. I put quite a bit up on the board, or we're trying to, because I want us to realize the imperative and the beauty of fasting and prayer. He says these kind goeth not out but by prayer and fasting. And I would like for God to be able to look in on every situation and count on us to at least provide a tributary of gracious faith and glorious concepts of what he really wants to do. So the reasons for divine healing are to be an appetite. And so one of them is the fulfillment of prophecy. One of them is the destruction of the works of Satan. I can tell you that God does not put you into a situation of sickness. But he did turn Satan loose to work through our flesh and to have atrocities or weaknesses or diminishes of things. And so in this setting, we want to understand that we want to honor him with his own power via our life. It makes God look good when you can bring a hope, just a spirit of hope, to somebody that's in an extreme deficit. I'm not talking about just bring them to the house of God, nor to a preacher that you think might be able to do everything for them. Because without faith, it's impossible to negotiate or please God. So the enthronement in him, or the fullness of the Godhead, is clearly and visibly experienced by seeing people that have overcome and do overcome regularly. So the manifestation of God's works through one with God. And when I am hooked up to the right amount of electricity and I have an air conditioner over here, guess what? I can cool the house. And when I have a need for heat, we have a heater and we have gas, or we have matches, etc., and we can warm the house. The people of God with the power structure, I am the Lord that healeth thee. That is huge stuff. And we have the advantage of going to the bank through prayer and fasting to touch the hem of his garment, or the virtues that are allocated through. And so what I'm trying to get across to us is that when we have a understanding of how much power structure this is for the unbelieving, we witness to the unbelieving that we've got a God superior to the God of this world. And when they see superiority accomplished in the body of Christ, they realize, I didn't get here by myself. I couldn't get here by myself. But thanks be unto God who giveth us his power, his name, his bloodline, and his word upon it. So, this kind goeth not out but by prayer and fasting and dying out to the flesh. And I have failed us in the last couple of years through the COVID and not leading us again into strong prayer and fasting. And I apologize to you from this pulpit that I began to get a little soft because of I just thought, well, it was a time that we were going through, and and everybody was going through enough without doing that. And then I got to thinking about some of this, and I thought, man, you know, we need like never before to show an abundant life. And that life has the beauty of reaching out. And so this remains the core value of supernatural life events. And that is prayer and fasting are dying out to the flesh. It is so easy to let flesh rule a body that everybody else in the world is accustomed to that. But one of the great pinpoints of the Bible is that crucify the flesh and the lust thereof, and in that you clear the way. The arteries of the spiritual have a fresh opening for the blood of the name of Jesus, and that superior spirit begins to run through the body and cleansing the doubts and the fears that inhibit our healing. When we are afraid we're going to do this because we've got this thing going in our life, well, it inhibits the faith that was supposed to penetrate the worry and the fear. And if it's your turn to go, it doesn't make any difference. It's appointed unto man once to die, and after that, the judgment. That's straight out of the book. So, but in between then and now, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous judge, and we have the ability to go through the blood, and we know that without a question, that if you ask anything that is in my will, I will do it for you. Well, that's a big stop. And so we don't want to let lukewarm or just, well, I guess that's just the way it is. No, it's not the way it is. This heaven and this earth is the way it is. But this heaven and this earth are about to burn up, and the heavens are about to open their doors, and the people of God are about to go home. And I am going to do everything I can for not just you. You got some children. You got some neighbors. You got some people that you really like, and that's a wonderful thing. But they need to know there's a light on somewhere, and it's not Motel 6. There is a light on in the heavens that looking unto Jesus, the light of the world, we can see a path all the way from the worst sin we've ever had to the glory of the resurrection that's coming now. That's big stuff. And so with this information, we must not get down on ourselves. It'd be so easy to look back and see all the weaknesses I've had and look at all of the things that I may should have done and did not do. It'd be a horrifying thing to go look back. That's why Lot's wife messed up. She kept looking back to her history. And the Bible said, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. He's not finished yet. He is not tired of forgiving you. He's not tired of restoring you. He's not tired of being here, hearing you say, I need you, Lord. He is a river of living water, and there is nothing restricting that. And the power of the Spirit brings healing. And so this year, hopefully, we are going to overcome the COVID ghost. We got the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost is greater than any COVID ghost. That doesn't mean we don't act foolish and all of that stuff and say, well, praise God, I got the Holy Ghost. I'll go in here with all these snakes and see what happens. No, that don't tempt the Lord, the Bible said. We don't tempt God with that kind of stuff. On the other hand, if you happen to be in a situation where things happen, look up, because the Holy Ghost will connect you with the healer that still lives. So, The words that I speak, they are spirit and they are life, Jesus said. And so I put it on here because I want us to remind ourselves that the worst case scenario of death is for a sinner to die without Jesus. But a man that is put in the grave with Jesus can hear the voice of Jesus when he says, come out, come forth. And so Jesus saith unto her, said I not unto thee that if thou wouldst believe, thou should see the glory of God. I don't know about you, but I want to see more of his glory. I want to see his glory in the workplace. I want to see his glory in Walmart. Man, that's a great place to let glory loose. Right when they look like they're going to run into you with their kids and their buggy, smile at them and say, man, I used to be a kid. Do whatever you got to do to let light shine in the marketplace. And that is going to bring healing to our city that is a spiritual healing. And so verse 41, then took they away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. I want you to know that God, the spirit world, heard the cry of a flesh that was the Son of God and became the salvation of the world. That word is a emphasis or an emphatic. And so in that setting, you don't make God a spirit, another person. God is in this room. The Christ was born of God, and he was God, and he is God, and he is the one that sits upon the throne. When you look in the book of Revelation, there's only one on the throne. And I knew that thou hearest me always, but because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. And when he had thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. Your voice has a lot of life in it. Your voice is filled with some kind of spirit. And so when he says, cleanse yourselves, he's trying to say, don't let flesh get in your voice. Well, I'm just so worried about you. I tell you, I just don't know. I can't stand it without you and all of that fear stuff. No. You go to them in the spirit of meekness and fear, and you say, let me tell you, I've got a God that brought me into this world. Start right with infancy. I breathed my first breath, not because mama did it, but God breathed into me the first breath I breathed. And I've been breathing his breath all the rest of my life. And then he gives me a choice. What usage I do with that life, and he gives me a choice to let this flesh rule, or I can let the Holy Spirit rule. And if I let the Holy Spirit rule, I will know that I will not die until my appointed time. He tells us clearly, it is appointed unto man once to die, then the judgment. You're not going anywhere unless you decide you want to try to take a lot of shortcuts, or your friends want to take a lot of shortcuts to trying to have fun and to have a great home or a great life and drink themselves into iniquitous activities and drug themselves into all kind of reservoirs of life. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a river of living water that is in this house today. It is a spiritual river, and it maketh not ashamed. It empowers us to become part of the kingdom. But greater than that, the body of the Almighty God, it's not about a groupie. It is about a body, many members, and all of them have a particular usage in the body, and this hand and this feet, if I can get them to work together right, I can make some touchdowns. I like that idea. I can actually make a ball go through a hoop sometimes. I like that idea. You have to practice fighting the devil on your own level to be able to help your neighbor fight with them. And so love your neighbor as yourself is that we bring hope to our neighbor. We bring kindness to our neighbor. We bring all of the fruit of the Spirit to our neighbor. And when they throw their trash in our yard and when they let their dog come over there and rip our clothes off the clothesline, that's history. Nobody's got a clothesline anymore, do they? Man, oh man. I'm trying to get the picture out there that we are a social system of heaven. The blood of Jesus. When you get baptized in the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus cleanseth us from all our sins. It's not a Pentecostal thing. It is a God thing. When you get baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, there is a barricade that holds everything you ever did wrong way back yonder. They are as far as the east is from the west, the Bible said. You can't even find them again unless you dig them out or somebody tries to put them back in your brain. I'm here to tell you, he whom the Son has set free is what? I wish some man would stand up and shout it out because you know where you came from. I'm telling you, he whom the Son has set free is free indeed. This is not about going to a local building. It's going to the local building to find the one who created the heavens and the earth and to get our hands washed and to get our minds washed, because the washing of the water by the word brings forth all of his glory. And when we get up on Monday morning, we're not sad. We're not worried about our job. We know in whom we have believed. We are persuaded that he is able, he is able, he is able, because you've made a place for him in your heart. You've made a place for him in your mind. You've made a place for him in your hands. And we will not suffer our foot to be removed. We will stand on the solid rock of ages. We will work our lives within the framework of the kingdom. And we are going to bring divine healing is where I'm headed for this day. We are not seeing nearly enough healings, but we can see healings. God is honored by our perseverance in our fasting, in our prayer, and etc. 2024 is calling us into our complete plan. Let's listen to Habakkuk from years gone by. Habakkuk says it this way, a prayer of Habakkuk the prophet, the son of Shigionoth. O Lord, I have heard your speaking and was afraid. O Lord, revive thy work in the midst of the years. I wish several of you men would just quote that little quotation there. Revive thy work in the midst of the years. Revive thy work in the midst of the years. How many of us sitting here have known days when the service would get so red hot with worship that sinners would come before the preacher preached and get in the altar and begin to weep and cry because the fire of the Holy Ghost became so dominant in the building that they could not resist having something opportune get a hold of them? Is there anybody that raised their hands and remember some of those days when my mind just went back to several of our old timers that prayed and sought for the face of God, and when they got in here to worship, they tears and joy and Revive thy work in the middle of all of this. In the middle of all of these years, make known. In wrath, remember mercy. Oh, this is a house of mercy. We don't let anybody come in here and leave with a feeling like, man, I can't do it, and I've been so bad and all of that. No. Jesus wrapped his arms around me and said, call on me in the day of trouble and I will heal you. I will forgive you. I will have mercy on you. I will give you a new life. I will give you a new future. I will make all things beautiful. Paul describes it clearly by most of his life in a jail cell. But he wasn't really in jail. That was just his physical body. It was still in a jail. But it wasn't the old Paul. Paul kept writing letters out that was helping people all over. When you read that New Testament, you're reading from a guy that knew what physical poverty was, but spiritual riches. God came from Teman. That has to do mainly with flesh. And the Holy One from Mount Paran. His glory covered the heavens, and the earth was full of his praise. And his brightness was as the light, and he had horns coming out of his hand, and there was the hiding of his power. And I just, when I relive that this week and the hiding of his power, just really, I mean, I don't want it hidden. I want them to see us trampling on serpents and scorpions and over all of the power of the enemy. Not physically. All of those things that sting us and hurt us and get our feelings hurt, and we get weirded out by a lot of stuff. This happened. I just can't believe that happened. We trample on serpents and scorpions, all of those little weird feelings that try to begin to dominate us and slow us down. No. We are on the highway of holiness. We don't let darkness start really ruling our way and our actions and our thoughts. It don't rob us, not the joy of the light. It doesn't rob us of praise every day. It doesn't rob us of his glory every day. It doesn't rob us of his victory every day. It doesn't rob us of our care for our neighbor every day. No. That's darkness that tries to take all that junk out. I'm here to preach today and teach us today that we are the children of light. We are not of the children of this generation of darkness. We've come out of it, darkness, into his, come on, somebody say it, marvelous light. Not just light, marvelous light. I'm talking about marvelous light. I'm talking about marvelous victory. I'm talking about marvelous triumphs. There is no weapon formed against the name, the blood, and the glory of the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you, not even death could handle it. And I'm preaching to us today that this is the day that the Lord has made. I don't care how far out yonder or out yonder or out yonder you've been. I'm here to tell you there's still a dance for you. There's still a joy for you. There's still a privilege for you. There's still a victory for you. There's still help for your children. There's still help for the neighbor. There's still help for your boss. There's still help for your workers. I'm here to tell you today, there is nothing that can make him more happy than to see his body down there working the works that he did. So he stood and measured the earth. He beheld and drove asunder the nations. And the everlasting mountains were scattered. The perpetual hills did bow. If you want to know what it means to believe in Christ, you believe this. You believe the other scriptures that I've put up here. Because in the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God, and the Word became flesh. Ladies and gentlemen, this is not just some little insignificant portrait. He stood and measured and beheld and drove asunder the nations, and the everlasting mountains were scattered. The perpetual hills did bow. His ways are everlasting. So he says, greater works than these shall you do. Did I lose it? Oh, here it goes. Matthew 4:23. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. Now, if there's anybody here that's sick today, we're going to have a prayer meeting or a healing line for anybody that's got a need in your body. We capitalize on healing and miracles. That's part of the power of the Holy Spirit. You shall receive power, not just because you talk in tongues. He has something negative to say about the talking in tongues. Though I speak with the tongue of men and of angels and have not charity, I am become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. That means it's a weak setting. That doesn't emphasize the beauty of talking in tongues. Just because you talked in tongues one time doesn't signify that you're going to experience the rest of the story. You say, Pastor, man, you're coming down hard. No, I'm creating your pathway to the best life you've ever had. I am creating through the Word, and if I am against the Word, all you got to do is show me. I'll get on my knees in front of the whole church. I'm here to preach to you that we can get out of this world. Well, I said we can go through this world, and we can light up this world. We are not just another group in the city. We are the children of the Most High God, and I want to act like one of the Most High God's children. I want Him to look down every day and see me loving the lost and caring about the pitiful and working with the pathetic. I am preaching to us because that we are going to literally drive hell out of our homes, out of our brains, out of our workplaces. We are going to be a light, and the people in the job force are going to say, I tell you what, there's one thing about them Pentecostals. They may talk in tongues and they may dress godly and righteously, but I'm going to tell you what they really got. They've got joy unspeakable and full of glory. They've got victory every day they live. They come to this place knowing that in them we live and move and have our being, and they're not dominated by the things going on in Washington, and they're not dominated by the fears of foreign countries. They're not dominated by the worries of a death. They are in Christ Jesus, a new creation, and they are living in the glory of the Lord. I'm here to tell us today that this is not just a bunch of history. All manner of diseases among the people, and His fame is going to go out through Lamar County. His fame is going to go out. I'll tell you one thing about those Pentecostals. They may dress weird, but brother, they've got joy that you and I have. We can't even get out of a bottle of wine or beer or drugs. We can't. There's some of you that did a little of that, and you know what I'm talking about. There is a joy in the Holy Ghost. There is a freedom in the Holy Ghost. There is a wonderful feeling and thrill mentally and spiritually about getting baptized in the name of Jesus. For if we take upon us His name, that name, when the devil comes to the people that have been baptized in the name of Jesus, and they have that name in their heart and soul, the devil can't do what you used to do. He is going to lift, God is going to lift up His name wherever it is, and He's going to protect His name. So then He called His 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority. I wish some man would stand up and say, power and authority. Power and authority. Well, that's what it means to be the head of the house. It don't mean she's got to do every little thing you're supposed to tell her to do. Power and authority drives the powers of hell out of that house, and the pitiful little demons have to go trotting, because the devil cannot take light. He lives in a dark void. And when we have troubles in our house, we begin to praise the Lord. And when we do, the light comes on. because everybody else is expecting us to get mad, get ticked off, get worried, get so fearful we're paralyzed. Don't know what to do, we say. Yeah, we know what to do. We look up and we begin to praise his name. And he gives us answers for our financial means. He gives us answers for our social means. He gives us answers for our daily productions. He gives us answers for how to treat the people on our job. He gives us answers. And we walk around, I'm free. Praise God, I've been made free by the blood of the Lamb and by the power of my testimony. I used to be there, but I'm here now. I'm in a new creation. I'm in a new dimension. That's what getting the Holy Ghost is all about. And so what happens is, in all the divine healing that's going to happen, and we are going to have more miracles and healings, because we are going to walk into this house and we are going to walk into our neighbor's house when they're sick, and we are going to command sickness and disease to get out of their mind and to get out of their bodies, because I'm bringing to you a victorious Jesus Christ. And at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Christ is Lord, to the glory of God our Father, or our source. I'm here to preach to us and teach to us today. We're not vagrants. We may not have a lot of money, but we're not vagrants. We have a capital, hallelujah, that's making an increase every day in the Spirit. Your life walking in Christ is gaining momentum. Your walking in Christ is gaining mastery. You're gaining in Christ is becoming more valuable. When people see you, they're going to understand, there comes Mr. Peace. There comes Sister Peace. There comes Sister Joy. There comes Mr. Joy. There comes Mr. Victory. There comes Sister Victory. They just always getting over it. They just don't know what it is to be living like this. And then that's when you get to tell them, yes, I do. I remember when. I remember, hallelujah, that Jesus called me out of the miry clay and he set my feet on a rock to stay. I'm here to preach to us today. We've got the answer for this whole city. We've got the answer for this pitiful criminal fun things that are going on. We are going to torque the torch. Could we stand? The musicians are coming. What it means to see divine healing, what it means to see people at liberty, the church of the living God is going to rise up in such superiority that the demons will have a hard time dissuading your worship and your praise. Because every time you bring praise and worship, God shows up. And guess where demons have to go? They live in the darkness. They have to exit. Father, this altar's open to anybody. If you just want to renew your consecration, that's not a negative. If you just want to renew your burden and passion for the lost, that's not a burden. That's not a negative. I am here for those that are not filled with the Holy Ghost. If you need a renewing of the Holy Ghost, this is the day to light a fire. There's no need in you being plagued by all the works of the flesh when you can glorify your Father. And I encourage everybody that's got faith to pray for your sick neighbor. Lay hands on them and pray for them. Tell them that you've got spiritual authority through the power of the blood, through the power of the Holy Ghost. All over this building, would you pray? If you don't feel like coming to the front and praying a special prayer of faith, please feel free. Let's talk to Jesus and let's fill our prayer room with confidence, with power. And anybody anybody that wants to be baptized, please just come straight down toward the front or ask one of the ushers. They'll help you.
Cheers.